I have a question for you. Which is worse, government at any level spending money on the expansion of a social program or leaving already allocated money on the table, thereby letting an existing program remain status quo to a fault in many cases? Well, that program benefits our children. Yeah, doing the latter is far worse than the former. Yet regarding the school breakfast program, that's what many New Jersey school districts were doing. Now, thankfully, as a new report shows, that has dramatically changed. It's not often you say this in New Jersey, for the better, especially for school systems in New Jersey. My next guest this morning joins us to share the results of the annual Food Research and Action Center School Breakfast Scorecard. She is Executive Director of Advocates for Children of New Jersey, Cecilia Zalkin. Good morning, Cecilia.
Good morning.
And I'm going to give you a trio of websites here, but of course, you know they are at our website. We have the links already posted for the Advocates for Children New Jersey. It's acnj.org. Learn more about the school breakfast program and its various facets in New Jersey, njschoolbreakfast.org. And also to learn more about the originators of this report that we're talking about, the Food Research and Action Center, it's frac.org. And again, we have the links over at our website, so you need not worry, try to remember those. But when you look at this report, Cecilia, we should say, too, this report is different than the one that typically comes out in October that focuses more with a fine-tooth comb on New Jersey. But nevertheless, the Food Research Action Center School Breakfast Scorecard has a good score for New Jersey this time.
Yes, and I think this report card or this scorecard is important because it shows where New Jersey is compared to other states. And not so long ago, in 2011, when we kicked off our Breakfast After the Bell campaign, New Jersey ranked 46th in the country for serving eligible children school breakfast. And we have moved up this year to 23rd. So in 5 years, we've made incredible progress in making sure that eligible children get a healthy start to their school day.
And that ranks New Jersey with only three other states, Arizona, Delaware, and West Virginia, achieving higher increases. Now, it's not to say that the work is done, because there's about 300,000 kids still not participating, but when you look at the then versus now, the now is a much brighter picture.
Yes, the now is a much brighter picture. And in addition, it has provided some very compelling lessons for those districts that need to make improvements. It really provides a roadmap to success.
And so, probably surprisingly to most people, Jersey City and Newark were ranked second and fifth, respectively, nationwide for their high student participation rates. Now, I mean, you could look at it as the realization that the economy in those cities aren't doing that great, so that means many more kids eligible. But again, turn back the clock 2, 3, 4 years, the participation rate was way low versus what it is now. So to see those two cities rank as high as they are, that in fact is a good thing.
Yes, I think that's very exciting. Newark has, for a long time, had a strong commitment to school breakfast. So when we looked at individual districts, Newark was ahead of the curve even before we kicked off our campaign in 2011. I think what's different about Newark is that they've expanded and are making even greater efforts to reach kids in the high school. Jersey City, I think, is a huge success story because they were not serving sufficient percentages of children, but the superintendent there made a strong commitment to school breakfast. She worked with individual schools. She gave principals and food service directors the opportunity to raise questions, issues, but basically said, we will do this. And their success, I think, is very notable. The fact that they are now such a high nationally ranked district is very exciting.
Talking with Cecilia Zalkin, Executive Director of Advocates for Children of New Jersey, about the Food Research and Action Center's School Breakfast Scorecard. You can see more about this, learn more about the work of the Advocates for Children of New Jersey at their website, acnj.org. And we have a couple of more links over to our website on related matters of what we were talking about here on Issues and Ideas. Looking at the report, Cecilia, look at, well, we'll break it down because the report has three levels of participation. It's free breakfast, reduced price breakfast, and I forget the third one now. Shoot.
I think it's parents who participate.
Exactly.
Who pay for breakfast in school. And there's been an increase on every level. We certainly saw that in our state report this year, which we released last fall, that there's been increases first in children who are fully eligible for breakfast without any parent participation, and then those that get partial funding for breakfast. But the surprise to us is that more and more families are actually purchasing breakfast. And I think that reflects on two things. One is a number of districts have not only acknowledged the importance of serving breakfast to children who are entitled to it under the school meals program, but they're also recognizing the importance of breakfast as a whole. And they've used this as an opportunity to serve a reduced cost breakfast for parents who fully pay, made it more accessible. And the fact that parents are purchasing, I think, indicates how important it is to start breakfast in school. And that often, because of work schedules, school schedules, kids in different schools, not every kid starts the day off with a healthy breakfast at home.
And we should say, too, unlike what usually happens in the flow of school funding where it comes out of taxpayer dollars, primarily in New Jersey property taxes, this is a federally funded program, and the money is dished out based upon how many students are participating. If you look at the fiscal year 2016 state budget, New Jersey districts are expected to get $92 million in federal reimbursements. That's $45 million more than in the fiscal year 2011. However, if New Jersey can hit the 70% participation mark among students who take part in these programs at school, the schools will get another $18 million more each year in federal dollars.
Yes. I mean, I think it's terrible to be leaving that money on the table. You know, unlike many advocacy issues we work on, this is one that does not cost the state a dime. The more kids who are served breakfast, the more federal money comes in. And as you pointed out, we have doubled the amount of federal money that New Jersey receives for school breakfast since our campaign kicked off in 2011. That's remarkable. We're bringing in $45 million more to the state. And it is, I think, a tremendous incentive to say if we reach 70%, we can bring in almost $20 million more.
If you want to break down that math even further, for 2014-15, as most recent stats that are available, schools receive $1.62 per free breakfast, $1.32 per reduced price breakfast, and 28 cents per paid breakfast. So, and with the buying power that schools have, because obviously they are buying in bulk, $1.62 gets a lot of food per student. So these are not a pack of biscuits, a pack of crackers, and a carton of milk. So these are real breakfasts.
Yes, these are real breakfasts. In fact, we were at a high school here in Newark yesterday, where they offer the cold breakfast that a student can pick up at a kiosk with a healthy muffin, fruit, milk. But they also offer a hot breakfast to kids who want to have it. So I think that schools have been very creative. I think it is enough funding to provide a good meal. And I think this is all within nutritional guidelines. There's a lot of focus not only on ensuring that kids have access to breakfast, but making sure that it's a healthy breakfast.
Wrapping our time with Cecilia Zalkin from the Advocates for Children of New Jersey about the annual Food Research Action Center School Breakfast Scorecard. You can learn more about all of what we are talking about here at acnj.org. And you were listening to Issues and Ideas. One of the, from what I've read with the report and how we've talked about this over the years, Cecilia, it sounds like the Breakfast After the Bell program has really been a foundation for the growth that we've seen in New Jersey. Talk about the level of success and what this element has provided as far as changing the state of New Jersey from worst to, well, not first, but at least the middle of the pack or the top third of the pack now.
Yes, I think that's been the key to success. And that's what we discovered very early on in our campaign, that the issue was where and when you serve breakfast. So those schools that were offering breakfast before the bell at a central location were just not reaching enough kids. Bus schedules, parent work schedules, kids didn't come to school early. Devoting that first 10 minutes of the day, first period, to providing breakfast in the classroom has really been the key to success. So it's after the bell in the classroom, most successful. And that issue was embraced early on by both our Department of Education and Department of Agriculture, who said, you know, you can serve breakfast in the classroom. It doesn't count against the educational day. And, in fact, it's been very exciting to see how schools have incorporated it into their educational program.
And from a report from last year, it shows that it promoted greater school breakfast participation, greater student attentiveness, an improved school environment, fewer tardy students because You know, think of your workplace. If you knew going into the workday that there's going to be food waiting for you in the break room, yeah, you'd be there on time as well. So let's, you know, let's be honest with each other here. Improve classroom environments. And it's just positive after positive after positive, not just in behavior and emotionally, but physically, and maybe even above and beyond all that in statistics as well as student performance as well. So if you're a school district who has not incorporated breakfast after the bell into your curriculum and into your policies, that is definitely something it sounds like you're going to want to look into, because it does make a difference. Learn more about this year's Food Research Action Center School Breakfast Scorecard. Just doesn't have the score for New Jersey. If you're listening on the stream, it has your state as well, with the ideas of what is working, and if it's not something in your school district, what needs to be a part of your school district to make it work. And you can learn more about this and the other work of Advocates for Children of New Jersey at acnj.org. We've been joined this morning by the Executive Director of Advocates for Children of New Jersey, Cecilia Zalkin. Cecilia, thanks for the good news for being here this morning.
Thank you.